Nicole Dreger is the Office and Extension Manager of the McKenzie Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Nicole, thank you very much for joining us. The LACRIT Organic Conference and Trade Show is actually coming up on April the 11th. Just as a little bit of an icebreaker, please, Nicole, comments on the fact that the show is about to get underway.
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. Secondly, we at MARA are very excited to be partnering with Organic Alberta on this conference and trade show. They've been really great to work with, and it's exciting to have this kind of event happening in LACRIT. So we've been getting amazing support from our sponsors so far, and I think that the speakers and the topic lineup will be very interesting.
Who is speaking at the conference?
We have a mix of expert speakers so far. Some are local, some are not. Some of the non-local speakers will be Kevin Elmy and Heather Kirschbaumer. We also have local producers presenting on his experience with intercropping on irrigated land. And then we also have a producer panel, which will be led by our research manager, Naveen, which will focus on managing weeds with BMPs. And we also are going to be getting some updates from our local ag fieldmen, as well as some of the MARA staff giving updates on our 2024 research plans and some of the government programs and funding that are available for producers.
From what I understand here, Nicole, the popularity of the organics sector in agriculture in the Peace and McKenzie has risen quite a bit over the last number of years. Where do you see that from MARA's perspective?
I would say it seems to ebb and flow in regards to acres committed to organic farming, but we never have a shortage of organic producers that are passionate about their practices. Alberta is responsible for nearly 40% of all organic oat production in North America, and a large concentration of those oats come from McKenzie County, so that's definitely a highlight in our region.
As far as the conference and trade show is concerned, who is invited? Is it anybody who are seasoned experts? Anybody who's looking to get into the field? Who's being invited to the show?
Well, I think everyone is welcome, whether you're a seasoned organic producer or you're new to the industry. Bring your kids, bring your retired farming parents. Lunch will be provided, so I think it'll be a fun event to be a part of.
How much is this a chance to network about the organics sector, especially with people who are interested and, or people who are seasoned vets, as it were?
In my experience, these conferences and trade shows are ideal for networking. It gets you in touch with producers, industry reps, even event planners like myself that like to hear about ideas for future events for producers. So if you're new to it or if you have years of experience, I think it's a great opportunity to hear new ideas and chat with innovative people.
How much networking will be taking place and how much interest will be flowing and ideas will be flowing, especially after last year with the dry conditions that the Peace and McKenzie had and also the fires that the Peace and McKenzie had?
I think this will be a great chance for everybody to kind of put their heads together and maybe come up with some new ideas. I know that the presentation on intercropping on irrigated land might spark some ideas for producers, especially since the presenter is local to the area. So that will be really interesting to hear. Hopefully some farmers get something good out of it, even if they might not adopt the whole practice.
The LACRIT Organic Conference and Trade Show is coming up at the Heritage Center in LACRIT on Thursday, April the 11th. Nicole, I ask, how much are you looking forward to it?
I'm always looking forward to these events, very much so. I think doing local research and finding knowledgeable and experienced speakers is a fantastic resource to have. But when you're having these full-day events like this, it helps take those ideas and that information and make it accessible to everyone. So like I said, if one practice doesn't fully resonate with you, maybe there's a different speaker or a couple different speakers that might spark some ideas. So I think it's a great opportunity to come out and listen and network and learn some new ideas and have some lunch and, you know, be part of that agriculture community.
Curiosity on my part, is this the first time that the organics show is happening?
No, it's been happening on and off for the last couple of years. We had one last year, and then in, I think, 2020 and 2021, we did not have them. But previous to those years, they were still happening. So there was a little bit of a bump for 2 years, but we're back to hosting them regularly, and they do happen usually every April.
Darn COVID.
Yep. Yeah, that was definitely the reason there.
Nicole Dreger is the Office and Extension Manager for the McKenzie Applied Research Association. Nicole, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. This is fun.